Blog Talk Radio.
One place. These professionals really care about what they do, how they do it, and who they do it with. The expert scene consists of world-class speakers, authors, and rising industry leaders. Authentic leaders at the expert scene inspire their communities, employees, and customers based on doing good things. This attracts more good people so everyone on the planet can experience more peace and joy daily, all which is the core of true wealth and happiness.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Cheryl Lynn, and you have been just joining us here this morning on Blog Talk Radio and the Expert Scene. Again, my name is Cheryl Lynn, and our website is expertscene.com. So I'm very excited to introduce a platform and a portal to the world of experts, those people who are authentic visionaries, idealists, really, who are living their dreams. And we are converging together here on this platform so that we can give more visibility to people who are leading with love and who are leading their lives based on being excited about who they are and who they're helping. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a minute. But before we continue on, I want to make sure that we have Miss Susan Bach, our guest, on the line today. Susan, are you with us?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for being here. And we also have Diane on the phone, who is a client of Susan. Diane, are you with us?
I am here. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. If you could just hold on 1 second, Diane, I'm going to mute you while I talk to Susan for a second, and then we'll bring you back, okay?
Sure.
Susan, good morning, good morning, good morning. We would like to welcome our guest today. Ms. Susan Bach is joining us on the Expert Scene in Blog Talk Radio. You are all in for an exceptional treat today. We are going to discuss how to overcome fear and get what you want. Who doesn't want that, right, Susan?
Absolutely.
So Susan Bach made the shift from corporate America to entrepreneurship, which taught her how to do just exactly what the name of our show is today. Susan turned inside to discover her authentic passions and took her knowledge gained with companies like working for American Express and Bates Worldwide to become her clients, to what her now clients call her as a true leader and life changer. Susan really attributes her success to two very key components, and that is for her own well-being, to overcome her fears and to be her own best friend. Some of her achievements include being the chosen as Woman of Outstanding Leadership at the International Women's Leadership Association. She was honored as one of the 50 exceptional women at the Women's Business Expo. She was Woman of the Year by the National Association of Professional Women and featured in Entrepreneur Magazine. Wow, that's incredible. So please welcome our guest, coach, author, and motivational speaker, an expert who's helping herself and others live their purpose, Miss Susan Bach. Susan, it's so nice to have
you. Thank you, yes. Cheryl. When I listening to that wonderful introduction, I just want to say I'd really like to meet that person.
Yes. I met her, and she's incredible.
Oh, thank you.
So let's just talk for just a minute before we bring Diane on the phone about how it is that you decided to be a coach and help people live their purpose. What was the thing that said inside of you, this is what I need to be doing?
That thing inside of me that said this is what you need to be doing was a huge black hole. It was emptiness and desperation, because I had achieved a level of lifestyle and the corner office and all the perks within corporate America, and I thought that's what I wanted. I had it all, and I realized that that really isn't what I wanted. So the question became, now what, or what's next? And that emptiness is what became the driving force for me to, rather than seek the answers externally, to go inward and discover that actually I had all the answers I needed. I just had to ask different questions to reveal the answers.
So amazing, and now you're helping other people do the same. And so what
That's
I would
right.
like for you and what I'd like for you to do is just briefly introduce get one of your clients on the phone today. Her name is Diane, and just tell us a little bit about how the two of you met, and we'll let Diane talk about you for just a minute. How about that? Hi, Diane. Welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome. Good to be here.
I met Diane through another friend, and we had a brunch together. There were several of us on a beautiful afternoon in Denver, Colorado, overlooking Cherry Creek Park. And as I was listening to the ladies talk about their lives and what they were dealing with, I asked them a question, as I often do. And that question led into quite a lengthy conversation throughout the afternoon. And Diane and I connected at various levels. And then when she was ready to just launch her company in full steam and yet still had some questions and uncertainties, she reached out to me. And within 2 months, she was absolutely skyrocketing her business. It was just amazing. She is just such a success story.
Nice. And so what do you think, Susan, was the key to her success based on what it is that you were teaching her?
There were two things. She practices what I call the how, which she was as honesty, openness, and willingness. So she came in with the expectation that whatever she had to do, she would do. And that's the second thing, which is the determination. So she was very honest about not having all the answers. She was open to receiving the answers and willing to take action, and so determined that nothing would get in her way.
Wow, congratulations, Diane. That's it's an incredible feat. So how are you implementing some of these things that Susan has taught you into your life?
Wow, well, I have to say, first of all, to Susan, thank you so much for all that you do and your inspiration and support and care as a friend and as a business coach. My life since I started working with Susan has just been one big surprise after the other, which is not how I thought it was going to be. And the first thing is that I think that I've always worked for another employer and not have ever gone off on my own. And there was a lot of fear that's attached to that. And so what I have found is that she gave me, first and foremost, that support to be able to find my value and my worth. In my career and in my personal and everything of who I am at this point in my life.
Well, that's beautiful. And what is your work again, Diane?
I am the executive director for a nonprofit organization that is called the Mike Altshuler Foundation.
And, oh, wonderful.
Here in Denver.
Beautiful. So at the beginning of the show, you mentioned to me offline, we were talking that Susan has really helped you with your self-worth. So, Susan, what have you done to help her with her self-worth?
Wow.
Or should we let Diane answer that?
I think that would be more appropriate.
Yes, let's do that, Diane. How about you? What do you think that has shifted for you specifically about probably value, what you're worth, those kinds of things?
Well, I think that there's always that. I think there's always that sense that we have within ourselves that we have knowledge and gifts that we expertise, that we can give to any organization that we work with or interface with. And I think that what happens, though, is sometimes we end up losing ourselves, and then we become performers, and then we forget who we are. And and that certainly was the case for me, where I was finding my value and wanting to find my value from outside of myself versus being able to confirm that within myself.
So overcoming some resistance that you talked about, these are actually, we're going to talk about these with Susan after you go, but her four keys to overcoming fear and change is to overcome resistance, fear, and procrastination to help you get what you want in your business and your relationships. So would you say you've accomplished that?
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. What's next for you, Ms. Diane?
Well, one of the things that I think for this new venture that I'm on, I mean, I have my own business, and that's really how I had started with Susan, who's launching my new business. And when I first started it, I really wasn't sure what it was going to look like. I didn't even know if I should even start one. And but I was encouraged by a lot of people in the field that I have worked in that this to be a consultant.
Okay.
And so I started to pursue that, and I didn't really know. I'm a great visionary person, but not necessarily knowing the tools and how to put the structure together.
Right.
And so that Susan helped me with a lot is being able to teach me how to think as strategically as a CEO and not as an employee.
Nice. All right.
And
well,
so,
go ahead. We
do. No, that's it.
Well, good. Well, I think strategically as a CEO and not as an employee is a conversation that we all need to hear. So I appreciate you starting that for us today. And I know you're busy at a conference and need to get going. But I so appreciate you being on the line. You do as well, right, Susan?
Oh, Diane, thank you. Just from my heart to yours.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks
all right,
for inviting me today.
Have a beautiful day.
You too.
So, Susan, helping people overcome their resistance, fear, and procrastination, you have a way to help them. So let's talk about that a little bit. I hear Diane's love and joy for you from the bottom of her heart as well. And obviously she's had huge shifts in what's going on in her life. So how is it you're able to tap into those things and get them over their obstacles?
I believe in each of us, there is a power that is greater than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to face our fears, overcome obstacles, we need to tap into that power, whether you call it your intuition, the sunlight of the spirit, the source, any name, it doesn't matter. The power resides. And when we are willing to tap into that or even just open the door, Cheryl, and just let a little bit of it out, we start to see that we can do what we didn't think we could do.
Mm.
And so I start doing this very gradually with people. And over time, they open that door wider and wider and experience more and more of this power that is such an incredible resource for us to tap into.
So when they're claiming their power in the process of, are you recognizing it? Do you see shift and change? Like, is it almost overnight or is it a year? How long does it typically take?
Usually it's within the first few weeks that we work together. And I purposely do this. I use the word purposely often because we're living our life on purpose. The actions that we take are on purpose. And so I do this very purposely because it can be somewhat overwhelming and requires too much of a leap if we open that door wide right away. And when I say too much of a leap, when I say that you and I are in a very secure space, and that's our comfort zone. And we know everything that's in the comfort zone. That doesn't mean that we like it, but we live in a comfort zone. Well, the first thing I do is expand the boundaries of the comfort zone into the stretch zone. I want to stretch those boundaries a little bit. And so that's where we start to open the door to this source of power. If we open it too wide, we go into the stress zone, and we don't want to go there because stress zone is where fear just really raises its ugly head and wants you to just pulls you back into that comfort zone, saying, no, this is too much, too fast, Can't deal with it. Let's go back to what we know. Now, that applies, the stretch zone and the stress zone applies whenever we find ourselves in a situation that requires us to do more than we believe we can do. So my goal is to do this in very small increments over a period of 3 months so that we stay out of the stress zone. In fact, the entire process is designed to reduce your stress, not add more. Lord knows we don't need any more. So it reduces your stress and elevates your energy and your power.
What a concept. Change being stress, less stress. That's a big one.
It is for all of us.
Right. Most of us avoid it because of all the things that could happen. I mean, relationships will shift, you know, maybe your career. I mean, all kinds of things happen. So along the way, people are discovering what's holding them back. That's one of the results that you measure, correct? And how is it that they see that? Mm-hmm.
Through the questions and the exercises, because they're in between each call, each coaching call, there's homework. And it's called work for a reason, because you really have to work at it. Now, it's not a large time commitment, but it is a mental commitment. And so as you respond to the questions, you begin to see how you are literally getting in your own way.
So let's ask our listening audience one question to help them uncover what's holding them back while they're thinking and listening to us today. What can we ask them about to help them uncover what's holding them back?
We need to ask another question before that one, Cheryl, if I could. And that question is, where do you want to be in 6 months? You need to know where you're going before you can discover where you are and how to get there. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. So if you don't know, you're going to take the path of least resistance and you won't know what's in your way. So you'll be practicing avoidance and not achieving your goal. And what many of us do, because we've been beaten down and discouraged and disappointed, is we just don't set goals anymore. That way we won't be disappointed. Well, this is the one time when I say, I want you to be the CEO of your life. I want you to be the chief executive officer of your future. So where do you want to be in 6 months? I don't care about 5 years, 10 years. That's way too far out. 6 months is a time frame we can manage. So we set the expectation, where do you want to be in 6 months? And then we start a series of questions such as, what has prevented you from taking action on this goal? On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is this to you? And then here's the key question. What are you willing to give up to achieve where you want to be in 6 months? For every change that we make, we have to give up something. It might be giving up a limiting belief. It could be giving up a behavior that is holding us back. We have to give up something. I love a book that's called Transitions by William Bridges, and he talks about the three stages of change. This applies to relationships, to work, to ourselves, whenever we create a new behavior or belief. The first stage of change is something ends. For example, in my case, as we mentioned earlier, when you ask what inspired me to move forward is the pain. And I wanted the pain to end. I no longer wanted to live with this emptiness. I wanted to have a sense of fulfillment and enrichment and feeling like I was making a contribution to the world, not just building up my bank account. I no longer had to go to work each day. I wanted to have a mission. So for me, what I had to let go of was the so-called security of the corporate life, which obviously is a huge fallacy, but nonetheless, that was one of my limiting beliefs. I had to let go of that and then move forward in a manner that would take me to where I wanted to be. So letting go, something ends, is the first thing. The middle stage of change is what's called the neutral zone. Now, being a Star Trek fan, I totally love that one. The new Scorpio is in between. It's the that space and time where you are creating a new behavior, a new relationship, a new belief, and it's not yet firmly cemented into your daily living, the neutral zone. And then the third and final stage is the beginning. And that's where things get really exciting, because then you are living the new belief. You are living your purpose. You are living toward your future. You're taking charge of it. So as we look at what is holding people back and how they can move forward, we also talk a great deal about this process of change, because being educated and understanding when these ugly gremlins might raise their heads and say, hold on, we don't like what's happening here, when fear comes up or procrastination or whatever it is that is holding you back or trying to hold you back, you can say and look at it straight in the eye and say, I know exactly who you are and what you're trying to do. I know you're threatened, and we're going to do this anyway. So basically, it's taking charge and saying to all of these obstacles and challenges that are holding you back, either get in the back seat or get off the bus, because I'm in the driver's seat now.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, easier said than done, which is why you have been so successful at your coaching. You know, just, I mean, everything you are saying is absolutely the truth and works. But sometimes you need help doing it. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, you need help. I don't think that you can do it alone.
Yeah.
I really don't.
And isn't that where most businesses sort of get, business owners sort of get stuck, because they do think they need to do it alone?
I'm going to reframe that, if I could, just a bit, and say I think that's where women in particular get stuck.
Okay.
Because we are trained from a very early age in society to be self-sufficient. That asking for help is a sign of weakness or uncertainty. And so it's particularly difficult for women to ask for help. My goal is to make it okay and give themselves permission to say this one thing to themselves. I can have it all. I just don't have to do it all.
Yes.
And that's where you ask for the help. I think it's Einstein who said you can't solve a problem with the same thinking that created the problem. That's not to say that you're the problem, but in a way we are. We are our own worst enemy. We are what stands in the way of taking our lives, ourselves, our growth and development to the next level.
So at what point are people finding you? Those that are sort of just tired of, you know, the limitations, and they know somewhere deep inside they have a purpose that's valuable. I mean, there's probably profitable and purpose. So just maybe explain a little bit about, you know, when women are finding themselves in that place, what's really the next step?
This is so exciting, Cheryl. I just absolutely love this when someone calls me and says, I don't know what to do next.
Right.
Because that right there tells me that they have the how. They're being very honest. And they're open and they're willing, saying, I need help. I know that I don't have all the answers. I'm not asking the right questions. Mm-hmm. And most of us just need a little boost, you know, just a little support for a few months to get us back on track. That's all we need. Now, I personally have various types of coaches throughout now 13 years of being in business, depending on the circumstances that I'm in and I feel I need particular help and direction with. It took me a long time, Cheryl, before I could say it's okay to ask for help. A long time. When you don't step away from that level of a corporate position and be okay right away with saying, okay, I need help, I don't know what to do. It's so incongruent that we unfortunately allow ourselves to get to a point of pain where we really just can't stand it anymore. And typically that's when we reach out. I would love to see women reach out sooner, saying that I'm just thinking about this, I sort of have an inkling, my intuition is nudging me, or I think it's my intuition, not sure what it is. That's when I would love to have the conversation begin, because then we can avert so much pain and suffering.
Precisely. So, again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Susan Bach speak with me on the Expert Scene and Blog Talk Radio. And Susan's website, if you want to go there while we're talking, is SusanBach, B-O-C-K, .com. And by the way, you have a beautiful site, Susan, just gorgeous. And
thank you.
It says, you're welcome. The very first question on your website is, does this sound like you? Feeling disenchanted with your life, wondering if this is all there is, asking when is it time to pursue your dreams, and then to know that you're not alone and that you're there to help. So I know you are, and you've helped hundreds of people. You're speaking. I've had you on my stages. You've been on many stages. And your support and the way you ask questions is very insightful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're good at what you do. I just want to say you're really good at what you do. Oh, my goodness. So do you have an offer on your site? Is there something people can go get? Or can you send them something if they were to reach out to you?
Absolutely.
To get them to learn more about you? What is that?
I would love to do this if I could. I am just in the process of releasing a new ebook, Five Shortcuts to Cashing In on Your Purpose.
Mm.
Five Shortcuts to Cashing In on Your Purpose. This is cashing in business, in relationships, in your personal relationship, and becoming your own best friend. It started out to be just like a couple of pages long. Well, obviously, I couldn't do that. So it's now an ebook. And if you would like, if the listeners would like this ebook that's going to be released next week, they can send me an email and I will personally send them the PDF for free.
Okay. And I'll put the email on the Blog Talk Radio page, but let's share everybody what that is right now.
Susan@SusanBach.com.
That's easy enough. Susan@SusanBach.com and get a PDF version of her new book. And again, the name of it is?
Five Shortcuts to Cashing In on Your Purpose.
Shortcuts. I love shortcuts. Who doesn't love shortcuts?
Don't we all?
So if you don't mind, Susan, I'm going to recording of this show sometimes gets over 1,000 downloads, and it happens over time gradually. So I want to make sure that even if they miss that they still have access to you, and they can always give you a call as well. Is that right?
Oh, yes, or they can go to my website and connect with me via the website, either way.
Okay, so, and I'm sure you'll have other offers as well going down the road.
I do.
Excellent. So let's shift gears just a little bit. I want to talk about you and as a coach and someone who works with professionals of which the Expert Scene does as well. I was hoping that you could share with our audience a little bit more about expertise and what it is to actually claim that and what that means for the future. So may I ask a few more questions about that?
Please.
All right. So first of all, what is an expert? What's the word expert? Who is that person?
For me, the expert is not the person who has done everything right.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to do everything right. The expert is the person who has done everything wrong and has come through the other side intact.
I can learn
from what I do wrong. That's where my lessons are. I don't learn from what I do right. That could be one of my limiting beliefs, and it's something that I can take a look at. But for the most part, my strongest, most powerful lessons have come from when I've done something wrong. By wrong, it means taking the wrong direction, taking the wrong turn. I could say deciding to marry the wrong man. That was a very powerful lesson. So it's, it with that now. I couldn't at the time.
And I'm with you there, absolutely.
So, rather than staying in the pain and beating myself up for making the wrong decision, now I ask myself three questions. What was the lesson to learn from this? What was my part in it? And what can I do now to prevent this from happening in the future? So it's the mistakes, and I will use the words mistakes or missteps rather than doing something right or wrong. Forgive me for using that, but mistakes or missteps, that's what makes the expert.
So hopefully, on that note, that would create expert status, if you will, for many more people than are currently claiming the position. So I will go around a room and I will ask people to claim their expertise. Many times, reflexologists, chiropractors, people have been in business for 30 or 40 years, and they can't really articulate quite yet clearly in three words or less what they are an expert at. So I think that many times we often need to learn more or get more knowledge or get more insight or read another book. But isn't it true that based on what you just said, failing or making missteps, that they've learned something and have someone to share it with? Is that right?
That's right. Exactly.
Cool. So what qualifies you as an expert?
Other than all of the mistakes I've made.
Yes. Yes.
There's been a volume of those. I would say that in conjunction with learning from each one along the way, I am now able to, I don't want to say prevent people from making the misstep, but they can make decisions and have choices from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We only know what we can know. And part of my purpose as their coach is to shift their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It's to open up that door, to see things differently. And when you look at the road from the top down, the top of the mountain down to the bottom, or from the bottom to the top of the mountain, you have very different perspectives. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make one right or wrong, good or bad. They're just different. And oftentimes what we do in the coaching process is shift the perspective so that you can see things differently. Options, choices, alternatives that you can take that will get you to your destination more quickly and in less stress and less pain.
Mm, beautiful. So so you've given people a lot of ways to overcome obstacles and their fears. So is there any additional help you would suggest for people to claim their expertise other than those things already? How do they get clear on that?
Oh, from my heart to theirs, I would say, please do it.
Uh-huh.
Just do it. Because you know, Cheryl, what that open door can do for your life, mm-hmm. for your attitude, for your very sense of well-being, it is such a powerful experience to have. And once I stepped through that door, and I can open the door for people, but when you choose to step over that threshold, that's when you start living your life on purpose,
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis. And I would like to ask you
mm-hmm.
what that shift was like for you, because you've made it. You've stepped over the threshold, my dear.
Yeah. Let me just say it's never been the same since that day. So I've always called myself a promoter over the years. I was a business development agent. I sold a ton of things. I helped people with their branding. But when I finally said I'm an expert at expert positioning, I immediately felt this load come off of me, because it was clearly some words that I could hang my hat on and people understood. And so when you get to it, you know it, and it feels phenomenal. And thank you for your help on that, by the way.
You're very welcome. But I think the key right there for what you just said, Cheryl, is that you knew it. There wasn't a doubt.
Yeah.
You felt it in your very soul. You knew that this is what was right for you. Well, when you have that sense of strength, that sense of purpose, that sense of this is absolutely for me, when you're living in that energy space, there is nothing that can hold you back.
Right.
And look what you've accomplished since you stepped through what?
I know. We have a portal about to be launched that can host a million users, profiles just like yourself that can have people help to claim their expertise, that can now position themselves as experts because we're helping them write their introductions for radio shows and TVs. And I mean, it just gives me chills to know that not only are we helping people say what their expertise is, but then actually stepping into the world with that knowledge and helping other people with their wisdom. It's super incredible. So, yeah, it's been eye-opening for not just me, but for the people that I serve.
And all of this has transpired in less than 6 months. Once you stepped over that threshold, oh, my gosh, there was nothing that was going to hold you back. Mm-hmm. You had the team. You knew what you needed. You were willing to ask for help. You all at once had the ability to move forward at mock speed. So you stepped out of your way, and everybody else stepped in and said, come on, Cheryl, here we go.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about you a little bit more. So you've obviously claimed your expertise. You're not only doing speaking and webinars and all kinds of things, but how else have you – so here's where I think people oftentimes will claim their expertise but then don't do anything because they don't know where to find the spotlight. So it's not the easiest thing to toot your own horn and step into the spotlight. So tell us some ways that you've overcome that and are now being seen and heard by many.
Oh, that's a great question, Cheryl, because claiming it and putting it out to the universe, to the world, is not to be boastful. That's what I had to get over. Again, a limiting belief. That's not boastful or prideful. It wasn't my ego that was talking. It was the opportunity for me to share my purpose, my gifts, my expertise with others. It's as simple as that. It really didn't have anything to do with me personally. What it is me sharing the gifts I've been given with others who want what I have. That's what made it okay for me to talk about it.
So acknowledgement of that you actually have a gift that others want and have and need is really
yes.
where you shine and where people can learn from you and be coached by you and inspired by you. So incredible.
Another question that I often ask people in the coaching process is, what gifts are you holding hostage?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just imagine that, you know, that you open up this door and there's this room full of gifts, beautifully gift-wrapped. We each have that. We each have that room of gifts. And we just barely get through the door sometimes.
Right.
My goal is to get you in that room and you literally unwrap every single gift. And you share it with gusto. Mm. And you live in that glory. You live in the joy of knowing that you are living your life on purpose. You are living in your potential. And you have such a source of power.
Oh, my gosh. Susan, I have three questions left, and we're running a little short of time. So maybe we could just keep these next three succinct, okay? I want to make sure that we have time for your story at the end that you often tell about the escalator, if you don't mind. Would that be all right?
Sure.
Okay, but before that, two quick questions. So you have, so based on what you just said, one of the things that we're doing in the expert scene is gathering authentic, real leaders and those are not fear-based guiding and leadership, but heart-centered, love-supported guidance. So how is it, real quickly, that you think that you've gotten to that authenticness?
Opening my heart.
Yeah, vulnerability, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. So the fear of people don't, they're going to judge you and they're going to look at you sideways and they might even talk about you, but so what?
That's exactly right. So what?
The more they talk, the more you have to say. And my last question before your story is, if there's just one thing that could help you even go from your national, maybe, I don't know where you are, regional, national, as far as being known, probably national, how we could help you get to global. What is one way that our audience could help you?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. Thank you. How perfect. See, this is just so fortuitous. At the end of this month, starting on October 29th, I am hosting with a colleague the first annual Intuition Telesummit.
Oh, my God.
And we have gathered 12 speakers that are experts in the field of intuition in health, in business, in relationships, in self-care and self-love, that are going to be speaking over a two-week period. The website is intuition-summit.com. It's also on my website. They can register for this. This is complimentary. It's free to participants. And we have opened it up to the world. We have worldwide marketing for this particular event. And I am so excited. I just really feel like I've stepped up to a new level with this.
Yeah.
To go beyond the boundaries of the states and say the intuition everybody has, absolutely everyone.
Excellent.
So let's tap into it. That's that power source.
And I just want to say, as stepping into that for yourself and as other people are thinking, wow, that's cool, the point is that if 2 or 200 or 2,000 or 2 million people come on that call, it's a success because the intention was there and the steps were made, and it can only get better every single time that you do it. Isn't that right?
That's right. And one person, Cheryl, as you know, can make a difference.
Absolutely. All right, final 2.5 to 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes or so, Ms. Susan. If you don't mind leaving us with that incredible set of inspirations around the escalator, would you mind?
Sure. I'm happy to. You've heard it so many times, you could probably tell it.
Oh, no. It's much better when you tell it.
For me, life is standing at the bottom of the down escalator. That's where I was. I was at the bottom. When I discovered the power within and my purpose, those became the handrails. So the left handrail for me is my power, and the right handrail on the escalator is my purpose. And I start running up the stairs. And I make progress. I'm holding on to my power and my purpose. That's giving me strength. Sometimes I stumble and ride the escalator back down a couple of steps, but then I capture my grasp and I start up again. And the beauty is, we think we know what's at the top, and yet we never know for sure because there's always more of the escalator.
The never-ending escalator.
That's right.
That's what life's all about, isn't it?
For me, it is.
Yes, absolutely. Well, what a pleasure we've had having the most amazing coach, author, and motivational speaker on our show today. She is an expert at living her purpose, and she successfully creates results for those who are ready to be fully engaged in all aspects of their life and have the freedom to make the real money around their purpose. Again, Susan is in Huntington Beach, California, 92647, and can be reached at 714-847-1566. And don't forget, you can email her at susan@susanbach.com for a PDF of her upcoming book. Susan, any last couple of words you'd like to say?
Other than a heartfelt thank you, my invitation to people is, be prepared for a wild ride.
Awesome. You've been listening to The Expert Scene with my guest, Susan Bach. We look forward to having you join our portal and platform at theexpertscene.com and to hearing about how it is you claimed your expertise and who you're helping in the world to do so with your wisdom and knowledge. Have a beautiful day, and we'll talk to you again on our next episode.